Good evening. Is a doing with you this time. Let me say to you all how much love comes to you.
Take
care. As we speak, my dear friends, I would wish for you to see with those spiritual eyes how much is being achieved in your world at this present time. As the veils of knowledge are peeled away, there is within all of humankind the ability to collate, to digest, and to express the words of truth which come from our world. There is coming the time when communications by means of your machines is growing, and all will be made available through this form of communication. It is becoming known that these forms of communications now exist for all of mankind to make use of. I would like to say to you this time, my dear friends, that as time continues, as we grow closer together in spirit, and yes, have no doubts that indeed we are, as we grow closer together, that your own veils of knowledge will be peeled away in order for you to expose the spirit within. Again, I say to you, as I have on many occasions, do not doubt that which comes from within you, because each one travels their own pathway. Each one of you has your own unfoldments to accept, and so as a whole, my dear friends, you are the blossoming of the flower. This year of your earthly lives has seen gradual development of your own unfoldment, whether it be through many aspects of the spiritual works, or whether it be recognition of what your physical lives are about. There is no doubt that all of you have matured in some way. I do not hear acceptance of my words.
Yes, no, I agree, definitely.
Yes. Always, my dear friends, you remain modest in your ways.
Looking back a few years, I can see that much progress was needed. I could put it like that. Speaking for myself.
Yes.
I think in situations that arise, I feel myself thinking one way, and I can feel the people around me thinking in a completely different way. So yes, I know I have.
Yes.
And when problems come along, we look at it from a spiritual point of view.
Yes. I pick only the purest of gems.
Thank you. I think earlier you were making reference to the further developments with computers and the internet, and how that is becoming so worldwide in its application.
Yes.
And we were told some years ago that that there would be a certain element of impressed truth in this system of communication.
Yes. It is a form of communication that will be available to all of mankind, not only to those who are involved in spiritual work. This is where the expansion of truth lies.
Yes.
That the wider field of people can be reached.
Yes.
And that is making great progress in your world at this time now. And you will see in time to come that it will be the main form of communication for many.
Yes, that's nice to know and have confirmed, because in spreading the word, we are in a position to make use of this system, and to know that this is the way to go.
Yes.
So thank you for your words.
You understand now the burst of technology and why it has become so important in your earthly lives.
Yes.
It was not brought and given to you for earthly matters, but in order that its use could be used fully for spiritual gain. You understand?
Yes, that is evident. Yes.
This time I speak to you generally. And sometime this evening again will be given to each individual for development. But next time we come together, I wish to speak to you particular subject.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, if you have any questions, I will take them this time, and then we will devote the rest of this evening to your own particular development.
Thank you.
Any questions, Graham, Sandy?
I know I shouldn't doubt Sandlet, and your instrument was just telling you before we came into this meeting, I mustn't doubt, but I would just be grateful. There was one teaching we had where that came through me, and they said that people who haven't got any money shouldn't actually be given money, they should be surrounded in light. And I don't know if you're, well, I'm sure you are aware of that teaching. Can you just confirm, because I feel, although I know that they weren't my words, you did say that some people aren't as advanced as others, and I just want to make sure that by not giving money to these people is actually the right thing, because it would be nice to think that you are doing the right thing for people in need.
Yes.
They did say they're not very hungry. They excluded them.
Yes. They said that those who hadn't got into the situation by their own accord, it was an influence by man, that was slightly different. But those who had got into debt, into trouble on their own, they were the ones not to be given money to.
I understand your questions and your doubts, my dear friends. Let me say this to you. Yes, I have told you that those from our world teach only in as much as they know and understand themselves.
Yes.
The law could be no other way. Do not doubt the words given to you. But let me say to you, as someone from a higher vantage point, shall we say,
yes,
that I would say to each one of you, to give with love can never be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I would say to you, money is not evil. It is when there is great love for that money.
Yes.
Therefore, in the giving of money to one in need, how can that be wrong?
Yes, that's what I
But it does not mean that the communicator who was with you is wrong. It is their understanding of a situation.
Yes.
But again, they have much to learn themselves.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's why I wanted to ask you, because I didn't doubt that what that person said was right, but I came from a higher vantage point. Yes, I thought.
You already had heard from my words that to give with love is never wrong.
Yes.
How can it be wrong, my dear friend?
Yes. Well, he did say that just by giving money to these people, it would not give them the chance to develop.
What I would say to you is that when you are dealing with your brothers on this earthly plane, sometimes harsh decisions or harsh decisions that you may call harsh is sometimes the best for that person.
Yes.
But anything given or withdrawn with love
mm-hmm.
can never be wrong.
Thank you for that.
I understand. And if wanting money for, if you have a good purpose in mind, is not wrong.
No.
If you, provided that the purpose is a good one.
Yes.
That will benefit others, well, yourself perhaps and others.
Money, in your world, has become a necessity for you to live your lives.
Mm.
We know and understand this perfectly.
I've discovered recently there are a lot of websites on our internet information system about manifesting money, money manifestation. And thinking about what you've taught us about thought creating reality, it seems to make sense that if you start to focus on the idea of having money, then that must be what they mean. You attract perhaps situations in which you can win or earn money. Is that right? I wanted to find out what you had to say about it.
May I simplify that for you?
Yes, of course.
If you give, you will receive.
Yes, it's giving and receiving.
Therefore, does it not make sense that if you are to give with love to someone in need, that act will be returned to you?
Yes. Mm. Yes, I do see that. So that's simply what it is.
Yes.
That is manifestation.
Yes.
Yes, it's much more simple to think of it like that.
But then you have to be careful not to give, just thinking that you'll get back.
That would not be the reason for doing so.
No. But I have read some people believe in the idea of tithing, that is giving away, for example, 10% of your money that you make to others, simply because you don't need to have, as often we can give more than we think. And what do you feel about tithing? Is it a term?
It is indeed a term.
Mm-hmm.
The basis of money within your world is that it supplies you with the food and the covering that you need to look after this house of the spirit. There is nothing wrong in that. I would say whatever action is taken in regard to money, you must look within to the reason why it is being done. If that reason is a good one, then it cannot be wrong.
No, to bring.
If you feel that you can give without harboring thoughts of resentment or such, then that can only be good for yourself. And for the receiver,
we enjoy giving, and when we thought that for us that the idea of tithing was in some way a little more organized for us, we can organize ourselves better to know how much we can afford to give because we enjoy giving.
If gives you pleasure,
it gives us more pleasure,
and you wish to help, then that is a good motive. You use any title that you wish. It makes no difference.
Yeah.
I think one thing you are saying is that a very important part of this is that the giving should be in love.
Yes.
Yes. Oh,
that
yes.
is the word that I would give to all matters, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Any actions within your lives
should
always be given
or
received. Do not forget that to receive is to receive with
also, yes.
Yes.
So it's as important.
It is a two-way thing. Yes.
I recently met an interesting man from Jordan who is a different part of the world, and they have a different relationship, a very protective relationship towards family, on quite a large scale. They look after their family financially. And I noticed that he was a very generous soul, but equally he had no worry about money, because he said, because we all look after each other, nobody has to fear, no one has concern. And I thought that was rather good.
That is being a generous of spirit.
Just generous of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt that many could learn from this cultural difference. I thought it was a nice difference, because they all looked after each other, and therefore money was always available.
If only mankind could strip away all of their differences, if all of mankind were placed in the center of your world, and told to survive with one another, eventually all of these differences would be gone.
Yes.
And mankind would learn that the importance of existence is in loving one another, in helping each other. I cannot, my dear friends, stress enough these words to you. It is one word in your language that encompasses all nations, all people, and not only on this planet, but in the wider scheme of life. I will never cease in repeating to you the word and the actions of love. Without love, I would not be here with you. Without the love you show, I would not be able to be united here in spirit with you. And so that must be taken from this room, and you must express that love to all those people in whichever way it transforms, in order that all people feel the love that you have.
And surely the love is extended to everything, really, not just people, to the animals and
to the whole planet. To all of existence, and of course to yourselves. Remember, love begins from within.
I remember you saying once, if you don't love yourself, you can't
love anybody else.
Now I feel for this time we will withdraw and allow you to sit quietly, to give out what you see or feel or know. to allow that spiritual energy which is with you here to manifest itself to you.
Okay.
I look forward, my dear friends, to our next meeting.
Sure, we can all echo that
thought.
Thank you very much.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Nice to have you join us.
I'm trying so hard in order to become overexcited. I just feel I'm about to explode.
Because you've made it back to the earth.
Yes, I want to help. But I mustn't waste time because I'm sent to tell you. Yes, okay. Yes, I'm sent to tell you that would each one of you sit, I'm excited again. Sit and focus on one part of your body, and I'm trying so hard to be controlled. To focus on a part of your body for healing.
That's very kind.
And we hope it is an experiment, of course, but we hope that you will feel great warmth in that area.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very kind of you,
friends. Now, unfortunately, I have a little girl.
Perhaps you can come another time.
I do hope so.
Stay a bit longer.
Do bring your giggles with you.
Yes, we don't mind your eyes. It's lovely, it makes us feel better.
Thank you so much. I can't tell you. I just feel like I want to explode. I'm so excited.
No, we're not sorry. We're glad to have you.
Now, I really missed us being here.
I look forward to meeting again.
Yes.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. I hope so.
I hope so. Thank you for coming. Yes, we need to do that.